Hello and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, our New Year's podcast series continues with the second-to-last episode as we're joined by Avnet Technology Solutions Canada boss Brian Abick. Surely one of the big channel stories of 2016, and probably likely to be one of the biggest of 2017, is the pending merger between Tech Data and Avnet Technology Solutions. Earlier in the New Year's podcast series, we got a Tech Data perspective from Rick Reed, and now Brian provides an Avnet point of view on the soon-to-close deal. Brian also touches on Avnet's business in Canada in 2016, priorities for 2017, and what he's hearing from solution providers out in the market. So let's get right into it, my chat with Brian Abick. Brian, thanks once again for joining us this year.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
We'd be remiss if we didn't start with this one, because I have to assume pretty much the biggest thing to happen at Avnet, perhaps in the distribution scene in Canada in general, the would-be-will-be merger with Tech Data. I'd like to get your thoughts, first of all, on what that combination means.
Well, you're certainly right in terms of being the news story of the year. I guess the best way to start that conversation off is we're very excited about the opportunity. It is a excellent cultural fit. It is an opportunity to bring the best of both broadline and value distribution together. So we're very excited about the potential of what it means. We, of course, are separate companies until such time that we are together. Mm-hmm. So we are obligated to continue to win and earn the business from all of our partners and compete in the market. Now, that said, the prospects of a combined Tech Data Avnet force has been met overwhelmingly positive by the reseller community, by the supplier community. The prospects of bringing much deeper value to Intel Server and Cisco lines, as an example, coupled with the opportunity to span into a broadline SMB world, really makes for a compelling opportunity. So we're very excited about what the future holds and anxious to see the transaction close somewhere in the, I'm guessing, March, April timeframe, but let's just call it first half of the year.
All right, great. And there's obviously a lot of questions around that are still to be answered, or that they can't be answered at this point, but appreciate your addressing it off the top. We'll probably revisit a little bit as we move into talking about what 2017 will look like from Avnet's point of view. Aside from the merger with Tech Data, what did you see as the big issues, the big drivers of the business for Avnet Canada in 2016?
Well, the market itself has changed, right? The way people want to consume technology, the way technology needs to be sold has changed. And as a result, it is less and less about a buy-sell relationship of a bill of materials of hardware. Mm-hmm. While that still remains a good chunk of business, it is certainly not the future of where we see the supply chain going. Which makes the Tech Data acquisition all the more relevant. That said, the way people are going to market, the way we see the market evolving, is heavily based upon third platform activities, and be it security, analytics, cloud, etc. Those are all areas that we have to enable a supply chain to think differently about their own value propositions, such that end users can consume in an easy, seamless manner those types of solutions.
Are you seeing solution providers successfully making that transition and thinking about their own, whether you call it cloud or third platform or whatever transition they need to make to keep up with the changes in the business world and the technology environment?
It's a wide spectrum of maturity in that regard. Everybody, no longer do people challenge cloud. I mean, everyone understands cloud and where it goes, and the workloads are disappearing, and the pipeline of your old second platform style sales is declining. But frankly, it's been a bit more of a struggle, and people have to understand their role in different aspects of that third platform initiative. And if that is deeper security or deeper analytics or Internet of Things, as an example, understanding their place in that overall ecosystem in some cases is still a bit of a challenge. And we have to be able to provide an easy alternative, not only in the enablement, but then in the execution of solutions inside of those.
All right, fair enough. In terms of products, in terms of business lines, any thoughts on what sort of led the way, and were there any sectors that were particularly challenged over the course of 2016?
I would say the market overall was pretty slow for the first half of the calendar year, and I'm very pleased to say that we've seen a fairly dramatic uptick recently. Now, you could argue that uptick is a little bit masked by some early government spending, and perhaps that is the case, but it is one that we're not apologetic for. We're happy to transact the depth of our government business that we do enjoy. So, and one of the areas that, one of the suppliers that I had a recent conversation with wanted to equate it to the U.S. election, that we are seeing the U.S. starting to take off in a much bigger way post-election. I can't claim that that's a Canadian phenomenon, that we're seeing a halo effect, but it's undeniable that we are certainly seeing an increase in quotes, an increase in pipeline, and actively working on across the board, whether it be server storage, services, software, and across all supplier lines. We are seeing an increase in activity, and that's all very positive.
All right. In terms of services you brought to bear, new additions to the Avnet family in terms of vendors or offerings, particular highlights for 2016, what did you see catching traction here in the Canadian channel?
As we think about how we've gone to market, and again, I'll just revisit quickly the third platform initiatives, and Avnet's response to that has been to develop specialty business units. Those specialty business units are the ones you'd expect. They're the cloud, data center, converged, security, data analytics, IoT, mobility, and then the hidden jewel of education. Our specialty focus has resulted in a halo effect across supplier lines. So as you see security, many suppliers have a security offering, and each has their own boutique view of where their software, their security solutions fit.
Yep.
You can't have a third platform conversation without having a residual conversation as well, because security is never just security. Analytics is never just analytics. It starts to cast a wider net very quickly, and you certainly can't have a conversation around IoT, as an example, without dragging in security and analytics along the way, and then typically offering it up in a hybrid solution inside of a cloud offering. So these all become interconnected very quickly. And so what you had historically viewed as a supplier's single solution quickly evolves to a multi-dimensional solution that often can bring in multiple suppliers at a time. So we're seeing the complexity of sales go up, by definition, bringing in more suppliers and more products from each supplier, and the consumption of it changing from buy, sell, bill of materials to as a service activities.
All right. Great. Switching gears a bit to start thinking about 2017. In general, how are you thinking about the Canadian landscape heading into 2017?
Well, we're entering 2017 on a high, right? So the increased activity is very encouraging. We're walking into a calendar Q1, which is historically a strong government quarter as well. So we anticipate that positive momentum to continue. By the end of that quarter, we should be on the home stretch with the Tech Data acquisition. And the world then opens up yet again to a collaboration of SMB opportunity to value-based solution offerings. And I think that the opportunity that lies before us is unprecedentedly positive. And I'm very anxious to get through a very positive calendar Q4 this quarter so that we can engage to hit the ground running for calendar Q1 next quarter.
All right. As far as focus and areas you're thinking about, as far as you can predict, especially given that the tech data integration is perhaps out there at the first half or in the first half of the year, what can the channel expect from Avnet in terms of programs offering supports? Where are you focusing?
Yeah, it's a interesting comment. We had our partner summit recently and had the opportunity to chat with many U.S. and Canadian reseller community members, as well as suppliers, as well as some key individuals who are familiar with both sides of the equation, who are large partners on both Avnet and Tech Data. And I will tell you that the information that has been provided to the industry so far resonates with me very much, and that is Tech Data bought Avnet for the things that Avnet brings to the table. Tech Data believes that Avnet's vision of the future of the IT supply chain resonates with them, and they put their chips into the center of the table saying, we want a part of that, and we want to provide the scale that Tech Data can bring to the value that Avnet can bring. So I think the channel should be poised to participate in both Tech Data and Avnet's value proposition, the things that make them great, and be able to look for a consolidated and very surgical value proposition around the things that matter most to that future state supply chain. I think our SBUs, especially business units, will most certainly carry the day in value creation. And I think that Tech Data's scale and ability to bring yet more suppliers to the market, to the table, more resellers penetrating more of that SMB world, which Canada being an SMB country, only spells for positive results for both organizations. So I'm very excited about having those organizations that are not necessarily understanding of the depth of Tech Data's value and the depth of Avnet's value, to be able to share with them all that we can bring to the table, I think is very positive.
All right, brilliant. In these kinds of, in any acquisition situation, I guess, one of the challenges I think that frequently you hear about after the fact is distraction that can happen in either or both organizations in the lead up and even through integration and beyond. Can you speak a little from an Avnet point of view on what you guys are doing to kind of make sure that you're not getting distracted in through this process?
Yeah, for sure. There's every opportunity to allow that to be a distraction if you were to allow it to be that distraction. And I will tell you that both Tech Data and Avnet, and I will only speak to Avnet at this point, we have doubled down on the communication. We have doubled down on the touch points with suppliers and with our reseller community to make sure they understand what's going on from our lens, to make sure that we understand their concerns, if there are any, and more importantly, to help them see line of sight to what the future might look like. I will tell you that our SAP system will remain as is. In fact, the partners who are currently Avnet partners who enjoy doing business with us today will see effectively zero change post-acquisition, day one, if you will, of the new company, because their orders will be loaded the same way, they'll be quoted the same way, it'll be the same people who are dealing with them, working with them daily on their business objectives. So from a distraction perspective for an end user or a fear of integration, I think that this acquisition, more than most, is subject to fewer distractions and fewer concerns than almost any other transaction we've been part of. We bought many companies over the course of my 25-year tenure, and those acquisitions always felt as if there was a hill to climb and an integration process. Now, I will tell you that that experience has made us somewhat of acquisition experts, dare I say, and we are active in the development of and contingencies against any and all transactions that might go awry. That's not to say that that something may not happen, but I will tell you that we have the right people and the right processes in place to anticipate and catch them if they come up and address them quickly so that the end user and the VAR along the way will not be impacted.
Perfect. I appreciate that. You mentioned, you know, recent conversations out with solution VARs. Obviously, you're talking with VARs across the country on a very regular basis. Wonder if you could share a few insights on what you're hearing from them in terms of how they're feeling about their business and their prospects for 2017. Just sort of what's the mood of the pulse of the channel as we head into 2017?
I would say cautious optimism. The folks, and I just got back from a Canada-wide tour, and the folks that I've been talking to have, for the most part, battened down the hatches, right? They've done what they needed to do to contain costs and control expenses in the short term while they reinvented themselves for anticipated need going forward. And almost inevitably, that also implies that they begin to cast a wider net with their own end users, right? So if they had been specialists in a supplier or two for their end user community, oftentimes they've now taken on responsibility for another couple lines or another couple specialties where in the past they may have been hardware only. Now they're looking at providing a managed service, or perhaps they're doing some software development. So they have made the adjustments they've needed to do along the way to prepare themselves for future state IT supply chain realities. Mm-hmm. And along the way, they then ask us different questions. Gee, Avnet, can you help me with an analytics enablement model? Can you help me with cloud? I thought cloud used to mean something fairly generic, and now that people have become more engaged in cloud, they start to see the positives and negatives associated with cloud deployments and now start to ask different questions of Avnet in terms of what our cloud marketplace can do. Why is it different than its competitive peer group? And why does it receive the accolades it does from the industry? So it's a maturity from an end user perspective. It's a maturity from a reseller perspective that then changes the conversation for us and how we engage with the rest of our partner community. So, again, it's an exciting time. It's certainly not one that lacks for change. So if you enjoy change, boy, this is your spot. But that change also represents opportunity, and we're very excited about ours.
All right, great. Before we sign off, Brian, just wanted to give you a chance. Any final shout-outs or thoughts you wanted to share with the Canadian channel before we close this out?
It's been a great calendar 2016. It's a very exciting 2017 possibility in front of us. I would encourage you, first and foremost, watch the industry, be students of the industry, right? You need to own your own education, and while we can help you in that, get smart about third platform, get smart about the opportunities that exist in each inside of the silos of third platform, and then ask the better, different questions of your partner community, end users, distributors, suppliers, on how they fit and how they see you fitting, because you may find that you have a world of opportunity in a tertiary market, in a tertiary segment, and to get smart about that isn't nearly as difficult as you may think, and we're here to help. So happy holidays to everyone, and I look forward to seeing you in 2017.
All right. Brian, thanks once again.
My pleasure.
So there you have it, a look back at the year 2016 and a look forward over the rest of 2017 from Brian Abig of Avnet Technology Solutions Canada. I'd like to thank Brian and Avnet for their sponsorship of the site in 2016 and indeed since we started this adventure in 2010. Your support has meant a lot and has helped us continue to serve the Canadian channel community. The New Year's podcast series concludes next Monday when we'll be joined by Carl Wattin, Director of Sales for Canada at Jive Communications. Jive's a new sponsor to the site, so this will be our opportunity to get to know Carl and Jive a little bit better, find out what they have to offer the channel, and get his thoughts on making voice as a service a more mainstream part of the ESP offering. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.